Welcome back to another episode of In Depth with Academia. I'm Richard Price, CEO of academia.edu, your friendly, slightly curious guide into the latest and greatest academic research. Thanks for joining me, whether you're on the go, chilling out, or just looking for a new perspective on, honestly, what it means to feel stuck in life. Today, we're diving into a really unique paper by Ruku Iyansen. The paper's called Te Putama o Te Ora, The Wisdom and Interweaving of the Spiritual Influence of Iwa, or Nine. Yeah, it's a mouthful, but it's a rich and thoughtful exploration of what to do when disruption hits our lives. I want to emphasize that while I'm presenting these ideas, I'm not endorsing them, just sort of, well, sharing them for us all to think about. So the core question Ruku Iyansen's asking is, what happens when our wellness plans break down? Like, you've got your goals, your routines, your intentions, and then boom, real life shows up. Digital overload, stress at work, family drama, feeling cut off from your own energy. What happens when even your best laid plans can't touch that deep sense of being overwhelmed or, you know, stuck? A lot of wellness models focus on, like, changing your thinking or your habits. But Iyansen is asking, like, what about your body, your energy, your spirit? That's actually a big, juicy question. Why does this matter for you? Well, it's kind of universal, right? Everyone at some point feels like they've hit a wall. Maybe your workspace is a mess. You're not sleeping. You can't think straight. This is not something to be ashamed of. The paper suggests it's part of being alive, the human experience. That's big. I want to stress again, I'm not saying this framework is the answer, just that it's an approach to reflect on. Let me break down the key ideas. The heart of the paper is this protocol called Mi Hekeki Mua. It's a Maori concept that means to flow forward. Imagine being stuck as like a river hitting a dam. And this reset protocol is about helping you gently overflow the barriers. Huh, that sounds weird, but it kind of makes sense in context. It's a three-phase reset, and each phase tackles a different flavor of stuckness. First up, clear backlog. In regular words, tidy up your mess inside and out. Physically clear your environment. List out what's hanging over your head. Delegate. Or just, you know, let stuff go if it's not important. This is about making space for your mind to breathe. Studies say, and again, Ruku's just drawing on the literature here, not claiming miracles, when you declutter, your cortisol stress drops. You free up energy to actually focus. Have you ever cleaned your desk and suddenly felt like you could think again? That's kind of the vibe. Phase two, heal body. Here, it gets interesting. Ruku borrows things like polyvagal theory and indigenous concepts. The gist is, when stress builds up, your body goes into shutdown mode. Not your fault. The heal body step is about gentle movement, better sleep, taking breaks, even a digital detox. Why digital detox? Well, staring at screens and especially notifications, it keeps your nervous system on edge. I read somewhere that all those pings and rings shoot jolts of stress into your brain. Okay, I might be paraphrasing here. All these practices really recognize that you can't just think yourself out of being stuck. You have to soothe and reset your body's systems. Not sure if that resonates, but worth pondering, right? After that, phase three is revisit plans. Now, it's not get back to work, go, go. It's gentler. The paper suggests reviewing your plans without shame, making small and meaningful changes, reconnecting to what the Maori tradition calls takutaku, spoken declarations of who you are, your purpose, your values, kind of like reminding yourself, hey, this is what matters to me. Not just in your head, but, you know, saying it aloud. There's some magic in that, apparently. By the way, here's a random aside. I always feel like my most resetting moments are when I finally answer all my annoying emails, but then, a new one pops up 10 minutes later, like the universe just knows. Anyway, there's no magic finish line with this stuff, just cycles. And that's kind of the point. The paper is clear. Disruption is normal. It's not a personal failure. It's information. The whole approach here is to treat being stuck as a call for compassion and restoration, not criticism. Whether this resonates or you prefer your own strategy, Iyansen's key idea is really that wellness isn't a straight line. It's cyclical, with resets built in as part of life. So, what does this mean for you? Maybe it's permission to reset your goals, tidy a bit, cut yourself some slack, reflect on your deeper why, or just take a bit of screen-free time. Remember, I'm just relaying the research here, not saying these are commandments. Thanks for exploring the work of Ruku Iyansen with me today. Whether you take one little idea or just feel reminded that stuckness is part of the package, we're all in this human experiment together. Keep questioning, keep exploring, and I'll see you next time on In Depth with Academia. Until then, well, keep flowing forward.